Yes, I'm out and about. Thought I'd have another crack on one of these recordings. I'm sitting in Saccharomyces, a little bar it's an interesting, you get on the microphone, you forget things straight away, in Fish Lane in South Brisbane. Just having a quiet ale. It's only 1:30, but I was heading back from the city, so I thought I'd drop in and maybe have a beer. And while I'm sitting here, I thought, bugger it, let's do another recording and see what I can do, see if I can be clear and succinct, and more importantly, let's see if I can continue to sort out all these little issues with uploading it to my site. I did an episode a couple of weeks ago where it took a while to get that to work. I don't know exactly why it didn't want to upload, but eventually it did via FTP from this app on my phone, RP7. And then I had a bugger of a time using the WordPress app to upload the text and image and everything associated with it. I couldn't do it, and I then followed up a couple of days later with just a general blog post via the app. And eventually, after about 2 weeks, it decided to work. I've got no idea, maybe the app updated or something. But I've also had some problems with my site. Anyway, maybe it's working, so I'll jump through the hoops and do it again, see if it's going to work. After all, May's about to start, and I've only got 4 more weeks before we start audio mode in June. And it'd be nice to be up to speed so I can do this regularly during June. So, if I'm going to tell you a little story, there's been one that I've been thinking about from about 2 weeks ago. I had a young family come into the workshop. Edwina, one of the marketing ladies, had organised them to come through because their 12-year-old son was super, super keen on making stuff. He's a maker by heart. As a matter of fact, he had made a forge from the family barbecue and a leaf blower. Got to admire that in a 12-year-old, haven't you? So he's prepubescent. And he's super keen on making things, and he helps the younger kids, you know, shows them how to use hot melt glue guns and the like. And he's just naturally inclined. He's a really bright kid. He's doing well with his schoolwork, with all the different subjects. But he's not really fitting in at school. He's a little bit of an outlier. We've all met these kids. Matter of fact, I was probably one of them. And I slipped through the cracks. I did okay, I didn't do any work at school, I just cruised on my laurels, and I got through on incredibly average marks, but I did quite well up until year 10, and then I failed miserably in year 11. Fortunately, somebody saw something in me, and they gave me an exceptionally good trade. But if I had have had a mentor when I was younger, when I was 12, like this young fella, who knows where it could have led me. But I didn't, and that's my lot in life. And I told them that story. And I encouraged the parents to maybe get their lad to become inspired to achieve a long-term goal so that he can plod through high school, which is coming. Because at the moment, they can't seem to find a place that's going to suit him. It's not just about making. It's about being inspired to make things maybe beyond the actual physical. You know, I don't think there's a huge reward in actually physically making. There's lots of personal satisfaction, I get that. The dopamine result from completion of a project is wonderful, but as far as a long-term career, it's got a certain shallowness. But being involved in making at another deeper level, whether it be through science or engineering, has profound results, and I encourage them to look at that. I use the example that if I had been inspired, you know, towards something like metallurgy, which is now material science, I probably would have worked way harder at school because I would have been inspired to be one day a material scientist, and that would have led me on to all sorts of things, university, etc., etc. So I suggested that to them, and they were a little bit excited. I gave their little kid. Now, let me tell you, his name is Xavier. Now, it's interesting. It's been a couple of weeks and I've had no trouble forgetting, remembering that name. Good old Xavier. He's only 12. So in 10 years' time in 15 years' time when he's, say, 27, if you hear about an Xavier, I don't know the surname, who maybe is achieving extraordinary things in some field, who knows what, it could be everything from art to battery technology to aerospace to just some young fella underneath a bridge building a windmill out of scrap iron, who knows. Let's just try and remember that name, because I think he's one of these special people who, if he gets really lucky, might achieve something. Anyway, we'll see. Don't know. But, I wish him well, because, in a way, that was my story. 45 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, good luck to him. So, let's upload this and see what happens. And, if you have been, thanks for listening. And if you have been, just let me know that you have, because almost nobody listens to these, and that's fine, because I'm actually making it as a bit of a test and to help practice and remind myself. But if somebody coincidentally happens to listen to this, just say hello on Facebook or Twitter. You can find me, Ian Cath. That's what I am on everything on the socials. And it's raining here, and I'm sitting having my beer on a windowsill where the rain's coming in. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.